Oh, hello, hello, folks. I'm Sam Dowling, and it's the Out the Box podcast. I promised you less than 24 hours ago that we would be talking about Somerset's first victory of the season. Now, I had nothing to do with it. I just watched it happen, but it has unfolded that way. Somerset have taken 23 points out of 24, an absolute hammering. I am sat in the shadow of the famous Lord's Pavilion, and I have found a couple of Somerset fans as well. Will Penny, who has the loudest appeal for LBW in the southwest, Ben Orr, Taunton Cricket Club's finest ever slow left arm spinner. Gents, you've got big smiles on your faces. What an afternoon.
Very kind introduction, Sam. I don't get enough LBWs these days, but there aren't many better days for me at Lord's. Best county in the country, led by the best skipper, winning at the home of cricket. Does it get better, Ben?
We've had a tour, we've had some ciders, and Somerset have won by an innings. It's as good as it gets.
Now, were you gents in audio range, is probably the right thing, of the Blackbird? Did it ring out from Lords?
I enjoyed watching people video it, record it. Equally, the odd steward looking fairly upset by singing, coming loud and clear straight out of that change room.
We contributed a little on the way down the stairs, didn't we, William?
You did, Ben. Not so much me, no. Got to think about our club rules. Let's just hope it's not Ireland and Australia in a few weeks' time and just the cider army.
Well, I got a few funny looks, Will, because I'm allowed in to do the post-match interviews with my press pass. So I was going up to speak to Tom Abel, who had a huge grin on his face. I'm not perhaps dressed within the kind of general standards of MCC, but they do allow a little exception for post-match press conferences. Now, let's talk about the performance, right? This bowling attack Somerset have got now with Matt Henry turning up. Is there a better quintet in the league, Will?
I mean, we commented on that, actually, just before lunch. I don't think so. I think that's why we saw Middlesex, in my opinion, not offer very much. It was difficult to know where the game was going before lunch. A few of us desperate to get this game over before the rugby kick-off, European Cup, in an hour or so. But Middlesex got stuck, didn't they? Because, yeah, the medium quicks bowled, just banged out a length. Leachie bowled a couple of overs that were right on the money, and I'll be honest with you, there was no escape for those Middlesex batsmen who didn't offer a huge amount until Toby Rowland-Jones late in the day when the game was, let's be honest, all but done.
Aussie, Matt Henry, 5 wickets in the first innings. Craig Overton, I think, went wicketless. Now, most fast bowlers these days, like, it's arduous work. They're taped up, they're playing through pain. Craig, today, this afternoon, 5 for him. Exceptional stuff.
Absolutely phenomenal. One of the true sons of the southwest. As we walked through the pavilion this afternoon, Craig chatting to one of the change room attendants, asking for ciders because he didn't want to partake in the beers because ciders are the West Country drink. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, he was brilliant with the ball. And a final word in terms of on the pitch, Will, for Jack Leach. Picked up a couple of wickets. It's not really been a spinner summers yet, and you wouldn't expect that in April and May, but he is the leading wicket taker, taking spin bowler in the country. He set himself up nicely for a test summer, hasn't he?
I mean, anyone that criticises Jack Leach clearly doesn't watch him like a Somerset fan watches him. Doesn't understand him as a guy or a team man. For me, knowing that he can come on at one end just today to just sew it up while the boys, you know, the quicks just rotate the other end, we were always going to win the game. And I think Jack's, he's a pillar of strength for Somerset. And I think this summer is an exciting one for him and the England side.
Well, Somerset are going to lose him temporarily, but they will keep their other fast bowlers around. And it's a really, really imposing pace attack. Final word to Ben Warren, who's been on duty. Ben's been staying with me the last couple of days, and he was optimistic. He packed his bag this morning. He checked out of my house because he was always confident of this Somerset victory.
Well, I just didn't want to miss the bus, is the truth, Sam. But Somerset were exceptional today. You know, I think that when we saw the near cloudless skies, there was going to be some partnerships in there, but as Tom Abel alluded to, they never really allowed them to build those partnerships. So Somerset should be really pleased heading into the blast.
Yeah, they will be really pleased. And there's no danger of Ben Warren missing the bus because the bus is not leaving until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Gents, thank you so much for joining us on the Out the Box podcast. Go and enjoy your ciders. Go and enjoy the rugby. Go and enjoy that Somerset victory.
Cheers, Sam.
Well done, Samuel.